Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm just about
bye-bye.
To go.
Bye-bye.
But if you just wait...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
No love, trash hole!
After a 1 week delay, Nola Trash Dog's back. It's the 206th episode. I am the Prophet Joshua.
And I'm Steve McJeezy.
And we're back here. It's August 25th, 2018, from beautiful Mid-City, New Orleans. Steven's back from New Mexico because he had to treat himself to that cool desert air.
Actually, we're in the mountains, man.
An altitude?
We're in the mountains. It was 70 degrees with no humidity. And a breeze.
Oh, I know. I've got to hear all about it from Saints Trading Camp.
It was
those
beautiful.
Guys in Southern California just joined that.
Oh, is that where they are?
72 degree weather because of the Chargers game tonight. We're recording today's Nola Trash Talk episode 2 hours and 8 minutes before the Saints kick off against the Chargers in another meaningless preseason game that we're forced to be interested about because.
Oh, that's right. They were practicing. This is the week where we practice with them all week.
Yeah.
Dude, normally those things do not work out well. There's always like fights and shit.
Yeah, there were fights.
Really? There were?
Yeah, of course.
Jesus.
I think so. Yeah, we have to like, just mention preseason a little bit because if we don't talk about that, we're going to be forced to beat the dead horse of the Sewage and Water Board for the 85th time, which has had, the running joke. I think they've had 18 directors between now and the last episode we did 2 weeks ago for a Red Dress Run. I guess it's not funny to y'all that owe hundreds and hundreds of dollars to the Sewage and Water Board, and you're contesting your bills, and
you're looking at somebody,
and they're not helping you, and they're still demanding money or going to shut your water off, which the city said they couldn't do. They said you got to defer to the last bill that wasn't contested and just pay that balance,
right?
Up until you settle the score on the what a clusterfuck. Who cares? It's the Sewage and Water Board, folks. It's New Orleans, If anything's getting done, it's half-assed. Quick shout-out. Well, quick question for you, Steven. Who would win in a fight? A garbage truck or a train?
A train.
The train won. Yes, you were right. In Gonzales yesterday, a train hit a garbage truck, killed the garbage driver.
Really?
So he got, I guess.
What was he doing crossing the tracks?
This is one of those train crossings that does not have the crossbucks. Kind of just yield, stop sign, proceed with caution. These are fucking train tracks. Garbage truck driver decided,
Was it a SDT?
Those things have a good get up and go when you hit accelerate.
Was it SDT?
I don't know what the
company
was.
Oh, I wish it was.
I just had someone on the radio yesterday. They asked me to give a warning out on air to people at train crossings to look both ways because they had that accident in Gonzales.
Oh, God.
So I had to remind people.
God.
I felt good. It's like, guys, remember, when crossing train tracks, it might be a train.
So we left off right before or after Red Dress Run.
Hold on. But yeah, before we catch up, Kevin, another quick shout out. I actually mentioned this on the radio today, but we can use more expletives. Another congratulations, shout out, thumbs up, good job, buddy. Thanks for bringing it home. To the truck driver on Chapultepec yesterday who wedged his delivery truck between the flood wall and Nola Brewing, blocking both both directions of Chapultepec for a giant chunk of time.
How do you do that?
Here, say something funny, pause, I'll pull the photo.
Oh, gosh. He must have been coming on the other side of the flood wall and crashed into Chop?
No, it was like someone making a delivery run, possibly, for Nola Brewing right over there, and... we did not put this photo. This is on the New Orleans Reddit page where I found it. I didn't share it on the Nola Trash Talk Facebook page. So you can find it over in New Orleans subreddit.
Oh, God. Look, there it is.
So this truck managed to wedge a perfect gate.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he was trying to turn and could not do so. So you're right. Okay. So he's blocking. Okay.
So his truck, the right. carriage of his truck is at a perfect 90-degree angle with the... with the back half, the cargo, or whatever.
Wow. That's just so salty.
He literally created a wall across Chapultepec. So, shout out to that dude. Thanks, man.
Oh, God.
On a Friday, too. And what else happened traffic-wise? DUI-related accident on the causeway. Shut it down northbound.
During the day?
During the day. Oh, and you know what? While we're talking about traffic in New Orleans, shout out again, NOLA Trash Talk, peace, love, and chicken grease to Vice President Mike Pence for shutting down I-10 between the airport and the World War II Museum, going to the city and then shutting it down again from the city between 3:30 p.m., I think, when he got here, shut it down, to around like 6 p.m. when he left, shut it down. So
on a Friday?
On a Thursday.
Where the hell was where was I on Thursday? Oh my God!
Fun fact, kids.
Oh, I was I was just fucking around at work and in Lakeview.
Fun fact: highway cameras shut down when the vice presidents arrive. They won't let you look at the cameras to watch the vice president arrive.
Wow.
So
that was probably because they have like four cars and they don't want you to know which is his. And dude, did I ever tell you when we came back from our honeymoon? We found out that Obama was in town. We beat his flight by maybe 30 minutes. We got all of our stuff, got in an Uber, and they shut off the on-ramp to the I-10 right when we got on. So, like, we got on, and we were the last car. It was the weirdest thing seeing no cars behind you on the on, like, you know, going from I-10.
I understand the security reasons why they do that. Shut down entire interstates.
Yeah.
I guess back in the day
they may have
had problems with world leaders and cars getting
blown
up.
But they should do a contraflow something or other, huh? Like where like the other side is two lanes, like both lanes being, you know?
I guess it's such a small amount of time in their math that
they're like, you know, screw you if you don't want to listen to
us. Why can't the guys just chopper right in?
Get to the chopper.
Don't announce it on the news. Hey, the vice president will be here.
Yeah, but
if we're talking safety, don't
they have to do their like their schedules are in public?
Oh well,
like the president's schedule is public.
Well, they could land the goddamn vice president on the helipad that's on the top of the abandoned Plaza Tower,
or the Superdome,
or the you can't land something on.
Land a helicopter there. There's a helipad.
Oh no, just Mike Pence will just slide down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a helipad right there. And he could just get into their, like, however many
At the Superdome. Yeah, okay, not on the Superdome.
No, at the Superdome in the parking lot, there's a helipad, right? I've seen a helicopter drop somebody off there. So, I mean, I guess they could do that. But, I mean, you know, they have to have all their controls so that they can ensure his security. And the only way you can do that is this airport, this time, this. It's a mess, yeah.
Okay, NOLA Trash Talk brought to you by Bud Light.
Dude, you could tell how old that one is.
This is what Josh was forced to drink. Normally, we do not drink alcohol on NOLA Trash Talk, but it's a Saturday.
What does it say?
It says Bud Light, Steven.
Oh, I thought you were reading one of the slogans on it before.
And it expired the 5th of February, 2018.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, that's an old Bud Light.
This is straight up Mardi Gras Bud Light.
Yeah, exactly.
The last Mardi Gras Bud Light of 2018.
Right, that's what I was thinking. I was like, we had to dig that one out of the fridge here, so.
Because I'm not drinking hard liquor at 5 in the evening or afternoon.
5 o'clock somewhere?
Oh, that's true. What are you drinking?
Bacardi and diet.
Drinking that poison diet coke.
I know. But what else are you going to mix it with?
Bacardi and ice.
Ugh.
Water.
It's gross. If it was vodka, I'd do it, yeah.
Okay.
But Bacardi's like, it's like a sweet thing, so you got to put the poison in it, and I get the sweet poison.
Okay. Well, we're consuming alcoholic beverages legally, I think, at a premises, a private whatever. But some places sell alcohol, you know, as their business. And do so without a license. And some places do so without a license for years.
Almost 3 years. Now, when they built this place, immediately I said to myself, I say with most restaurants that come here.
We are talking about the Little Gem Saloon on Poydras.
Like, again, what do you think is going to happen 6 years ago when they opened this?
It's a historic jazz venue. It's not just a bar.
Right, but nobody. I was just thinking to myself, if somebody asked me where do I go see jazz music, I would say Preservation Hall and maybe somewhere on Frenchman. I don't know where to recommend.
Snug Harbor?
Snug Harbor. That was what I was saying. Yeah. Snug Harbor and Preservation Hall.
The capital of New Orleans, the capital of jazz music, supposedly, or the birthplace of it. And we can only name two venues.
Exactly.
We can go see jazz.
The last place in the world, I would say, oh, go to the Little Gem Saloon. Ugh.
Yes. Well, they're facing sanctions now after missing 5 months of tax payments last year and operating without a liquor license for nearly 3 years. Just straight up. Operating without a liquor license.
Do you think it's right because it's right next door to City Hall?
They're that's like, even... That's hilarious. I didn't even think about
it's
that.
It's literally next door.
God, it is.
It's probably the closest bar to City Hall.
Oh, so... Okay, what do we got here? The board's refusal... What are they saying here? So the sanction on board's refusal result in the business going before the board... next month, when its owners could face a fine larger than $4,500, which really isn't that bad for operating for 3 years without a liquor license. $4,500 payment, its owner agreed in the larger than the $4,500 payment. Its owner agreed to pay in the consent judgment. Could also lead to the Little Gem Saloon having its permit to sell booze and beer revoked. Well, who wants to listen to jazz without booze and beer?
I mean,
can you listen to jazz without booze and beer?
No, not at all. You can't do much in the city without booze and beer. So this is not good because there's a pending lawsuit right now between a former establishment owner and the city of New Orleans. And she claims that they denied her liquor license because she's a black female owner.
I'm just going to throw in this Bud Light is terrible.
Yeah, it expired months ago.
It's just, but it's still Bud Light too.
And it's two for one the wrong way.
Okay,
we got Make His Mark.
Go
kid.
On, go on.
No, but there's a pending lawsuit from an establishment owner,
a bar owner.
She was a bar. She was trying to do a supper club. Do you know what a supper club is? It's like the old school, like where you go to dinner and dance and. And she was
things people don't do anymore.
Right. She was operating that without a liquor license and she was giving away shots. Like she had a sign that said free shots tonight. So
she wasn't selling them.
Correct. But when you're applying for your liquor license, you can't advertise any kind of alcohol consumption on your property. You have to get a special permission to do BYOB. You have to get special permission to do that. So the city was like, look, this is strike one. There is no more strike two. Okay, city. Literally 2 weeks later, there's a sign outside of a building that said what, Josh?
What?
Shots. Somebody reported her, and the city said, you're not having your liquor license. She goes into this, I'm a black woman. You guys are discriminating. It's a bunch of white old business owners discriminating against me. Blah, this whole nonsense. So, you know what they do? They tried to pull a one over on Mrs. McGovern and tried to call her work while she was on the radio. And the stupid radio host didn't say the fabulous phrase that you required to say when you call somebody. And you have to say you're on the radio.
Right.
Didn't say that.
Oh, I believe I remember when this happened.
Do you remember when I was telling you about this?
I remember hearing your wife on the radio.
Oh, well, she was basically like, just blown away by this. I mean, like this random call. And the guy was like, this is such and such, and blah, 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 blah. But he never said you're on the radio. So she could have taken that and said, lawsuit right here. Boom. But FCC, boom.
Okay, so the thing with this
sorry,
not having the liquor license, apparently the Alcohol Beverage Control Board is like all new members now, and the old one was super lenient. So, and now they're like, they're really cracking skulls.
Right.
Down. So they give an example of their leniency.
Beer Fest?
Did you know about this?
Yeah, I knew about this.
The Score Strip Club just cut a hole in the wall and connected themselves to the Bourbon Street Bar Beer Fest.
Dude, there was...
And then the council said it wasn't going to revoke the permit because it only revokes permits if the business in question compromised public safety.
So oh, like cutting a hole in the wall is not compromising
it
safety?
It wasn't a big enough deal. That's just a strip club cut a hole in the wall to connect itself to a bar.
So what I saw this. I've seen this. So what they did was is they put a like a little service window so that the bartender.
The Scores doesn't have a liquor license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the bartender. Well, this might have been years ago, though.
They were just citing that as an example.
Oh, okay, because yeah, this is why they revoked. Well, this is why they suspended Scores because of the. Remember how they suspended all of them before Mardi Gras?
Yeah,
that was part of it. But when they suspended them, they just found that. So they didn't penalize Beer Fest. They just were saying, "Okay, Scores, you are hooking out of here. So give me your liquor license." But it was like a service bar between. Beer Fest and
but as established here that you can go ahead and not have a liquor license for 3 years.
Jesus.
And appeal and appeal and appeal and
oh,
appeal.
Is that what they were okay.
And
but that's stupid because you have to have your sales tax up to date.
They haven't been paying taxes either. So.
Well, that's the thing is there's a difference between paying your sales tax and filing it. So if you file your sales tax return, Josh, and don't pay it. That's different than not filing.
No, it says failure to pay city sales taxes is the primary reason local licenses are suspended.
Right. But a lot of people don't file as well, which is even worse. You see what I'm saying? It's better to file something and not pay it than just to not file it at all. Because you get that not filing penalty too, and that means that you're not up to date.
So just to clarify everything, this is straight from this article we're looking at. Board action revoking a liquor license enables the city to seek a court order to block a business from continuing to serve alcohol if it doesn't comply. Revoking a city liquor license doesn't force a business to close. It can continue to operate with its business license but can't sell alcohol, which, as we know, if you're a strip club or a jazz club, is pointless.
Right. The other thing is that, what was I going to say? Completely blanked out. Sorry.
He said, so the guys at Little Gem said they're about 2 months behind in their city tax payments, but business remains strong and should be able to catch up when activity picks up in the fall. So he pretty much is saying like,
oh, kicking a can down the road.
We'll get your money when football season starts.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, well, and you know, they don't want to.
This would not work if the Saints are a losing team this year.
It would also not work if your bar is on the way to the Superdome.
Well, it is.
That's what I'm saying. The city would not, because they know they're going to get their money. Because once September comes here, Little Gem is all they got to do is open.
I wanted to theme a whole NOLA trash talk, and we just analyze the economic effects of the Saints football season.
It's incredible
across
it's
town,
unbelievable,
everywhere,
unbelievable.
Based on people's business owners making decisions, based on whether or not they're in a good mood,
right?
If the Saints are winning, just yeah. Completely like I couldn't quantify. Why the economy would be better. It's just that people are happier if the Saints are winning, and so more money gets spent.
Yeah.
So if the Saints, let's say Breeze goes down with his leg gets bitten off in game one. Landshark appears out of nowhere, just takes him out. The season is just wiped
Dude,
clean.
It's unbelievable.
It's like 1929. Here all of a sudden.
Oh, God.
People jumping out of windows.
The other thing I was going to say about these alcohol licenses is that they're like the cab medallions in New York. There's only a certain amount of them. I never understood this since I learned about it. So I don't know the exact number.
Well, scarcity's value, Steven.
Exactly. But that doesn't make any sense when you have a revitalizing city that needs to, you know, bring businesses in. But and then now we're getting all this. You know, press. They did that article about us in the Los Angeles Times.
Oh yeah, about the quarter,
right? Of being kid friendly. Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. And they were actually advertising French Quarter Business Association passport there, like the thing that my wife makes every summer. They were advertising it on the website, which is really cool for her. But so you would think that I know scarcity means value, but they still. There's just like somebody has to lose it for you to get it, and I just don't understand that at all.
It's the I don't know. This goes back to our New Orleans Illuminati.
Oh yeah, where definitely is Illuminati.
This was a thing that came up recently in the news about like why there's no lakefront developments or like beaches or like businesses that overlook,
because that would be way far away from
no, but just for local people, just in general, things overlooking the water, and the people who have property out there on the lake are just like
yeah, because Pontchartrain Beach was such a huge thing in the 60s.
Yeah. But
huge fairs.
They would never let it back because they don't want people over there.
Right, because the Lakeview people are like, stay away. The reason why we moved out here is to get you hooligans away from us.
Right.
But that was when uptown people were going to the lake, and uptown people were like very...
What do we talk about on the show all the time? White flight.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Speaking of just the subtle racism here. So, yeah, so they don't want certain businesses out there. Like, we would talk about not wanting to just dole out these liquor licenses.
Right.
Yeah, they clearly don't want more people. It's like, we want to have a good business thing, but they also are trying to, like, keep people away.
Yeah, it's such a weird dichotomy.
It's the same reason there's no, like, express lane along the river to get people, or another bridge that goes straight into uptown between the Huey P. and the connection.
We know about that. We don't want your trailer West Bank trash in our park.
Exactly. Things are specifically done to keep people out. So to take this to another city, in Chicago, you know, one of the most peaceful cities on the planet, as we all know.
Right, yeah. Chirac.
Nothing, you know, going crazy in Chicago. Super segregated. With, you know, all that crime being in the south side and the north side being dead quiet, peaceful, white people, Cubs games. You know.
Dude, I never felt more safe in Wrigleyville than I have in my entire life in Chicago.
Exactly. Now drive west from Chicago, away from the lake, and you're going to go through the whole western chunk of Chicago's bad neighborhood. Like,
right.
Like around this place, I kind of lived out there, Humboldt Park. You keep going past that, bad neighborhood, bad neighborhood, bad neighborhood. And then you hit the suburbs, and you get into Oak Park, and you get into John Hughes land, pretty much.
Beautiful.
Yeah. There's literally a wall.
Yep.
A stone wall that you pass from the city, where the city ends and the suburbs begin, where it's like checks cashed here, checks cashed here, checks cashed here, wall. Giant stone house, giant stone house, giant stone.
It's interesting that Rahm Emanuel is the mayor there still, is he?
I don't know.
And he's just really opposed to the wall, but there's one huge wall on the west side of Chicago.
It's amazing.
It's hilarious.
You can't, the first time I drove through it going to my friend's house from the city in the suburbs, I was like, did we just pass a wall separating the poor people from the rich people?
If I ever meet someone from...
Are we living in medieval times?
Do not ever let me meet somebody from that part of Chicago who is bashing Trump for the wall. Do not ever let me.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
We kind of have that... We don't have a wall. We have canals.
Right.
same medieval principle.
Right.
A body of water, a little moat to keep these people over here.
You know who else is a real hypocrite about the wall? You know... The Pope. Trump talks about the wall. The Pope trips himself running to a camera to say how racist that is. Yet, when little boys are being raped and their spines are broken because they're raped so hard, he had to wait a week to comment.
Oh, I like how the
screw that guy.
He had to get his statement in order.
Yeah, okay, a week.
He had, you know, the Vatican's got its PR.
Only in Pennsylvania was this article about... And there's not a peep from the Catholic. I'm never stepping in another Catholic church indefinitely.
They've been raping children for thousands and thousands of years. And we just had a great movie called Spotlight come out, I don't know, 3 years ago about an investigation that happened
Boston.
In the 80s.
Right.
We have running jokes about priests banging little kids for how long? And it's still like breaking news, like the Catholic Church is in the shadow of another scandal. It's the same thing because it doesn't end. Any old adult men that willingly put themselves around kids, priests, or Boy Scout leaders, there's something that guy's choosing in his spare time to be around little kids.
Dude, I went to the oldest church in the country.
Flag on the play.
I went to the oldest church in the country in New Mexico. And this article had just come out maybe 3 days prior, and I heard about it. I just didn't read it too much. And I'm sitting there. I'm in the oldest church in America. It's called San Miguel. There's like original paintings of the King of Spain, like on the wall. It's
and was there a wood etching of a little boy getting raped by a priest?
So I'm
the earliest
there,
known wood etching.
I'm sitting there and I'm not saying a word. I'm not singing. I'm not doing Lord's Prayer. I'm sitting there.
Who dragged you?
Who? Yeah. Oh, who do you think?
Oh,
the historian wife of mine, oh, of course.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, it's
you guys
all,
didn't visit the church and not go to church.
Well, she wanted to go to church, and we also visited the chapel, so it was good. So we're in there, and we're walking out, and somebody's like, "Hey, you know, I noticed that you weren't really involved in the service." I looked at her, I said, "Ma'am, considering the news that came out of the Catholic Church recently, you shouldn't."
Not recently, Stephen.
Or excuse
not
me,
recently.
But this happened a day or two ago. Prior, I said you shouldn't question anyone's attendance in this church. In fact, you should wonder why people are still here. Walk away.
Hey, can we just casually mention the whole like Holocaust thing where they looked the other way, and that whole end of World War II thing where they gave the Nazis fake papers and smuggled them from Italy to Spain across the look away? How the Pope previous to this one was the Nazi youth guy Ratzinger, right? And the current Pope is
Ratzinger,
and the current Pope is also a German dude from Buenos Aires.
Nope.
Okay.
No conspiracy there, huh?
That's not a conspiracy. It's the thing. It's called rat lines.
There you go.
Well, there's no conspiracy that the previous Pope was a Nazi. He was.
No, there is no conspiracy there.
He might have not even raped a single kid. The Nazi youth guy might have been a nicer dude than the rapists. I default back to this whenever I need to. When I was saying things about
your go-to point, let's hear it.
Priests and Boy Scout leaders. No,
hot takes by go-to
no,
Josh.
It's my ironic argument or defense of myself when I say I hate children. At least I know I'm not a pedophile.
It's great
because you bring in a fleet of if I'm at a wedding and Aunt Mary and Uncle Sal bring their seven kids that are all between ages 2 and 7. And they're all just running around the table. I get up and leave the room. So I know somewhere deep in my character is not this desire to fuck kids, because as soon as they enter the room, my stomach turns and I'm like, I need to get I don't smoke cigarettes, but I need to go outside and have a cigarette and get away from these goddamn monsters.
That's hilarious.
That's my go-to point.
That's
Josh,
great...
that's awful. You hate kids? Yeah, I'm not a pedophile.
That's a great point.
Would you rather some 40-year-old dude be like, "Oh, I love kids"? Like, no, you don't. No,
you don't want that.
Mall Santas too, man. This is creepy. Any adult dude? Like,
mall Easter bunnies?
Ooh,
call back.
Well, they could
call back to North Korean Santa.
I think the Easter bunny's gender neutral though, or gender fluid.
Excuse me,
Peter Cottontail. Okay, we had a little break there for Steven to run to the little boys' room. And we only have one bathroom functional at the office.
Oh,
by
my
way.
Gosh.
Steven wants to tell the story of why there's only one bathroom functional at the NOLA
man.
Trash Talk office.
There's somebody that I work with who broke the plumbing here the other day by dropping a deuce. Now, I've never heard of an unplungible toilet. I don't.
It's a rare treat. You found it.
I don't. It's like, do you remember what movie is this? Dogma. Do you remember Dogma?
Of course.
When they're running away from like the big.
We were just trashing the Catholic Church.
Hilarious. Yeah. When they're running away from like the shit monster.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically what happened.
The Golgothan.
Yes, the Golgothan. Yeah, it looked like a crime scene in his bathroom. It was awful. So there's a big sign on the door that says "out of order," and the plumber has been called, but could not come till Monday morning. So that is going to be sitting there for 3 days.
You know what that guy probably had? He probably had a Bud
Skunk Bud.
He had a Bud Light from February. And, yeah, wrecked his digestive system. So last night was another DUI checkpoint in Orleans Parish. And where did they put it, Stephen?
Wally World.
Yes, the best location for DUI checkpoints, Walmart on Chapultepec.
Is there a police station right there?
It's like a, yeah, something kind of.
Because
like
I've always
hangout.
See
yeah.
like 10 cop cars.
That's where they park the camera cars when they're not using them.
Okay.
Off shift, and they have, yeah, there's some kind of thing over there. Yeah, all the cops hang out there. Or they don't hang out. There is some kind of office or whatever. Yeah, so they had the little DUI checkpoint there, the rare Friday night checkpoint. Tried to get the word out as best we could on all the trash talk. If any of your friends got busted, they were warned. We tried to help you.
Yeah, dude.
If you insist on going out, you got to do the research if you're traveling between downtown or uptown or parish lines, because you know they're going to be sitting.
I just don't understand why people do not go on Claiborne. It is a federal highway. You cannot do DUI checkpoints there. Very easy.
There you go, folks.
Drive within the lines. Stop. Don't run the red lights. That's it.
Don't run. It's what I said earlier. Don't stop at the train tracks. You got to stop at the train tracks and look both ways for the train.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Or if you're traveling between downtown and uptown, Britannia and Magazine. Yeah. Nary a single checkpoint or traffic cop ever on those streets.
Well, if you're a friend of the program, you could always be driving down Magazine and just ram your car into three cars and flee the scene.
Are you talking about the mayor's son? The ex-mayor's son?
No.
Leaving the boot?
No. There's a friend of the program who that recently happened to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who?
A friend of the program. Oh. I can't.
Sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Oof. What's she up to?
No, there's just the one night where she never came home. And it was just like, well, she's dead or in jail.
There you go.
I have work in the morning, so I don't got time to wonder what happened. And then it was, let's drive my car into, the whole car was trashed up because she ran into people not remembering.
Oh, God.
But in the defense of alcohol, she was on a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So let's not, we don't want to denigrate our sweet, sweet alcohol.
No, never that. We have to put people in federal prison for marijuana. There's who was that lady who got pardoned? She was she was in federal prison for I think she was doing like 25 years in federal prison
for weed. Oh, okay.
And she got pardoned recently because of Kim Kardashian. Yeah, we don't live in a fantasy world, folks. Anyway,
and you're wondering like, oh, well, why don't you guys just take an Uber? Well, drinking and driving's evil. Why would you do that? Blah, 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 blah. Well, our sweet state of Louisiana doesn't seem to believe in rideshare programs.
Exactly.
New Orleans, I don't know who paid off who, but we got lucky in the big.
Oh, I can tell you.
In the big city. Oh, who paid off who for?
Mrs. McGovern was a catalyst in bringing that to New Orleans.
Oh.
Yeah, because, we're trying to make this big campaign that, oh, New Orleans, the place to visit, the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Josh. The Super Bowl was not going to come here unless we had Uber.
Oh. So once again, the NFL, changing the world.
Exactly. The NFL is evil. No, they're not in some cases. But this story about blocking rideshare services in certain parts of Louisiana, certain parishes, had a specific intent with the Senate president. This scumbag, John Ilario.
Any relation to the Ilario Center?
Yeah, that's him. That's his pops.
Okay, I was there the other weekend.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely him. And he's obviously from where? Look, the from West we go.
West we go.
From, where do we go? West we go. Mm-hmm. So this guy has a close personal relationship with the former senator who makes a living selling insurance to cab companies and lobbied against the ride-sharing bill. Now,
the cab industry was one of the few opponents of the bill. No kidding.
Like, but nothing is going to happen. Senator Ilario, next question. And this kind of shit, doesn't allow us to be better. My tax professor has lived here for the majority of his life. He's an old school New Orleanian. He was the last graduating class of St. Aloysius, which was now Brother Martin. Okay?
All right.
So he's the last graduating class. I think it was like 1969, I believe. And he has lived in Tennessee. He has lived in Chicago. He's lived in Atlanta. He was an expert witness in Enron. This dude's got experience out the wazoo. He told our class, he goes, you know why this city will never be great?
We've already talked about this, because
right.
People are blocking it.
That.
The Illuminati.
Exactly. He said, because we give a shit. We care more about who the king and queen of Rex and Comus are than real fucking issues. And that stuck with me that will stick with me forever. I was 21 years old in tax class. I'm thinking, you're absolutely right. And this is just another just tally mark on the list of things of why we'll never be great.
I go back to the song from Randy Newman called When New Orleans Wins the War. And he sings about growing, being a baby in New Orleans. And his dad says, ain't nobody from here ever came to no good. And one of the lyrics is, they'll pickle you in brandy, tell you you're saved, throw fireworks all over your grave. and then Randy Newman singing about has his dad put him on a plane as a baby to California because he wasn't going to let his son grow up in Louisiana.
Now, Jesus. Now, look, what does it say? He blocked they were trying to block it in Terrebonne Parish. What cab company is located in frickin' Terrebonne Parish?
Probably a good friend of the Ilario dude.
But I'm trying to think of cab companies that are in, like, rural Louisiana. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, this piece of garbage. Ugh. And, like, Nancy. It looks like Nancy Pelosi's twin behind him. Ugh.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you got to imagine all the people sitting around in those parishes that don't have anything to do.
Oh, that's Gail Benson. I'm sorry. And
there you go. There you go.
That's an old picture of
it. But all those people sitting around those parishes that could be driving for Uber and Lyft and have nothing to do. They're being blocked from having employment.
Exactly. And read that sentence right
and
there.
Paying taxes.
Ilario is said to be what? On the caption.
Said to be the most powerful man in state government, with the possible exception of the governor.
Wow. That is saying so much about...
What is it with state politicians and, like, the hanging jowls over the shirt collar? Him and Billy Nungesser, they have, like, a turkey neck battle going on.
He and I had a nice conversation the other day.
Did you get hit by that swinging, like, boxing bag off the
chin? He's out of his mind. I mean, he was at the... He was at the Louisiana Restaurant Association, the LRA convention. And I was like, hey, you know, my wife is so-and-so. He's like, oh, I love so-and-so. I'm like, well, I'm like.
You don't even know who she is.
No, he knows who. Oh, he definitely knows who my wife is. But because she had him speak at several of their luncheons. And I'm like, hey, I don't know if you remember. It was maybe like a couple Aprils ago when you spoke at one of them at this one place. I said, there was this crazy, drunk, blonde-haired lady who wanted a picture with you. He goes, oh, yeah. He's like, I gotta remember that. I was like, yeah, that was my mom. Mom had a couple of glasses of Chardonnay without eating. She was like, Billy, let me get a picture.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious. Brittany, I didn't know.
Is there room for a second person in a Billy Nungesser picture?
Okay. No, there is not. There's a picture. I got to find that picture of us. My mom still has it. There's a picture of me, my mom, and Billy Nungesser, and Blinks McGillicuddy over here could not keep his eyes open to save my life, but anyway.
Yeah, so speaking of Ilario, I was at the Ilario Center last weekend for the New Orleans Oddities and Curiosity Expo.
That's where it should be.
What do you mean?
On the West Bank.
Well, no, they should have really had it closer to the quarter. It was this pegged to be this thing, this like little expo of people who sell different stuff like bones and animals in jars and weird stuff.
So weird.
So I was like, yeah, hell yeah, something different. I'll go check it out. It was so disappointing. It was not odd or curious enough for me. I was expecting a lot more stuff. There was a few, like, it's just a lot of people selling their own, like, homemade jewelry and taxidermy.
Oh.
And I don't know. Like, I don't need a necklace with a little jar on it that has a possum bone.
So weird.
It was stuff like that.
When I was in Santa Fe this past weekend, it was like their jazz fest.
But you can't tell me I don't try new things because I went out there and I wanted to check it out.
You didn't check it out for work?
No, I went. I wanted to check it out.
Oh, gosh. I thought you had to check it out for work. I thought you had a screen over there.
No, like that. Yeah, but that would have been fine, too. But no, I really wanted to see what... Wanted to get some weird shit. I was like, if they had weird shit, I would have bought some.
I understand.
I was ready to spend money. I just couldn't find anything.
I was at the largest festival of Santa Fe last weekend. It's the Native American like Arts and Crafts Festival. There's only 100,000 people in Santa Fe. For this particular weekend, 100,000 more come in from all over the world.
Was it more crowded than Jazz Fest?
Dude, it was the most peaceful. Everybody there is just respectful. Nobody's crazy. Nobody's hammered.
Did you buy any cool, like, Indian shit?
I did, yeah.
Any cursed artifacts for us?
I bought some of these turquoise earrings for my mom, yeah.
Oh.
Really cool.
So when I was at this Oddities Expo at the Larry Center, everything was, like, anything that was halfway cool was ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, there was some really expensive shit out there.
And nothing has a certificate of authenticity. So one of the items that I thought was like, oh, that's cool. It was a giant beer stein, a wooden beer stein that with a deer antler handle, and it kind of had like the metal beams around it, like a barrel.
And oh, wow.
And it said, Nazi Germany beer stein, 1942, $500. And I picked it up, and I was looking at it, and it was like, it was just a big cup, like a big wooden cup, but it wasn't heavy. I'm like, I don't think this is from 1942.
Yeah, did
it? And I was with a girl, and I was like, do you think, does this look like it's from 1942 to you? She's just like, no, not at all. I'm like, how do I know this is from 1942 to pay $500 for it?
Jesus. What did the guy say?
There's no one there, like, you know. But the guy's going to be like, oh, yeah, it's from 19, you know, there's no proof of anything.
I'm surprised they let you pick it up.
It was the Antiques Roadshow. Of like, well, sir, you paid $500 for this. This is actually from 1979. This is a Oktoberfest. It actually says Oktoberfest 79 on the bottom of it. It was a free gift. So it was actually a Happy Meal gift from the late 70s.
Oh,
damn. There's a lot of that, though. It's like, why is this so much money? Like, can you prove to me why this is so much money? No one attending this expo in West Wego is dropping $500
yeah.
on anything. Maybe if you were selling a car.
I mean, there's some very wealthy people out where I was this past weekend, and there were some very pricey items. And obviously, you know, I was not trying. She was trying to buy a pair of earrings that were hand-sewn. From the Navajo tribe, whatever.
Yeah, they're just peddling their turquoise.
$750 for a pair of earrings
There
was no special, like, even if they were hand sewn.
I'm surprised you didn't walk out of there with a belt buckle.
Oh, they had plenty of them.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Oh,
my gosh. That's what the Indians make. It's silver and turquoise earrings and belt buckles.
They also dance around like maniacs. You want to see this?
Oh, God. Rain dance?
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Pray
Did you
rain.
Drop any trash on the ground to see if they started crying?
No, everybody is like so well. It's unbelievable. Hold up.
Steven's showing us a video now of. That just looks like Mardi Gras Indians, right?
Yes.
With less drunk people.
But they're actually real Indians. But what's funny is that. My wife accidentally said, she goes, I wonder if the Mardi Gras Indians had any, and she goes, all right, I'm going to stop there. That's a stupid question. The stupid people from the freaking Ninth Ward.
Oh, don't, hey, whoa. Culture,
oh,
dude.
Culture. Oh, culture, man. Oh, man. Dude, you should at least listen to one of our cop friends talk about his first started, and he had his what do you call them? Not tours or duties. His shifts were to do Super Sunday and like protect the Mardi Gras Indians. Oh my God! It's just he won't get on the show because obviously he's a cop. But
we had a rally though. Speaking of racism,
oh, I sent you this. They didn't have a permit.
They didn't have a permit.
Right?
For their
do they ever
rally in Lafayette Square? Which I guess did it happen? It never happened.
It happened.
I work right next to there. I didn't see anything. Or I didn't even hear about anything.
Well, that's how little anyone cares about this nonsense.
Okay. Kind of what I gathered. It's like, wasn't there supposed to be a rally yesterday? I didn't hear sirens.
No. There wasn't, Al Sharpton wasn't out there spelling respect wrong.
Oh, God. So, did you see the NCIS actor who
was acting
to rob a place in the show actually got really arrested because cops thought it was real.
Dude, could you imagine if they would have shot this guy?
Then he might have had a lawsuit. Now he's just saying that he's got depression and anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder because he got arrested. He's a sensitive actor.
Wait up. Was he arrested and booked?
No, they let him go.
Yeah, he was
detained.
He was detained for what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. Actors. We will have a giant party whenever they cancel NCIS New Orleans. And I know that means a bunch of people in NCIS New Orleans will be out of a job. Understand that. But this charade cannot go on any further with the city. We gotta shut it down, Steven. This was 206 and Nola Trash Talk.
Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop.
Now it's the Hill. I'm the Prophet Joshua.
It's Steve McJeezy.
See you next week.